Brian Williams Misremembers, and Other Tall Tales. Folks, unless you've been living under a rock, then you have heard the story of NBC News anchor Brian Williams claiming that he was in a helicopter in a rock in 2003 when he was there doing some stories, claiming that his helicopter was hit by an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade. And as it turns out, he was not in a helicopter that was hit by an RPG. He was in a helicopter that was following a helicopter that was actually hit. And the problem is that he's told this story many times on the David Letterman show, with Alec Baldwin on his podcast, and several other times. Well, he apologized on air, said that he misremembered, and left it at that. Unfortunately, the controversy has grown, and people are asking him to, people outside NBC News anyway, are saying he should resign or be fired or something along those lines. Well, NBC News has not said anything for or against him in this matter, other than, in other words, they've been completely silent, other than released a memo that they have assigned an internal news team or a group or a number of people to investigate to find out if there's other incidences where he may have made statements that were in fact not accurate. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I like the guy. I don't know if he just was, that the story grew over time. I mean, I've did that. One year I broke my leg skiing, and as I met new people that asked me what happened because I was on crutches, every time I told the story, it got bigger and bigger. And by the end, I think I was, I was on the Olympic ski team was my latest version. So, I do it. Other people do it, but I'm not the anchor of a network newscast. That's the problem. So, anyway, here are some of the events that the internal NBC team is investigating, some of the statements he's made in the past to see if there's any validity to them. For example, during a tribute to the American military, Mr. Williams claimed that he was in the same tank with General Patton as Patton and other military units swept through Europe in the Western Allied invasion of Germany, which hastened Germany's surrender and the end of World War II. In an interview with a descendant of Orville Wright, Mr. Williams claimed that he was actually on that first flight that Orville took, which began the age of flight. And the descendant simply said, well, first of all, only one person could fit on that airplane. And Mr. Williams said, well, he was hanging on the back in an attempt to help balance the plane so it didn't get overturned by the strong winds at Kitty Hawk. During a 4th of July special on NBC itself, Mr. Williams claimed that he was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Now, when people questioned this claim, he simply said that you really can't tell that it's his signature because it's so unintelligible, but he said it's always been unintelligible, his signature, because of a baseball injury that he suffered earlier in life. At a 4th of July celebration in 2001 in Philadelphia, Mr. Williams said that he was Benjamin Franklin's assistant when Mr. Franklin discovered electricity. In fact, he says that he was the person that came up with the idea of using a key on the kite because Mr. Franklin wanted to use a bell, a small bell, that was still too heavy to be on the line itself, and that the key being lighter was in fact his innovation and was key to discovering electricity. And finally, at the opening of a public library in 2002, Mr. Williams said that shortly after Gutenberg created the printing press and movable type around 1450, that he was the first person to come up with a daily news broadcast, which he said he did by collating the day's news, printing it, and then reading it on street corners in Strasbourg to a, at the time, still largely illiterate population. As you can imagine, these are some pretty bold claims. And, of course, Mr. Williams has his supporters. While some people don't believe these claims at all, his supporters say that while there's not much evidence to show that these claims are true, there's also not any evidence to show that they are not. You can judge for yourself. Folks, that's all I have for now. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.